Hello there, Gia.
Hello, Keisha.
Hi, Gia. How are you?
I'm pretty good.
Good.
I'm kind of like up and down because
Yeah.
I did some research on Huntington's disease today.
Oh, dear. Okay, well, at least it's relevant. So
That's
I will.
relevant.
Okay, go ahead. What did you
And
learn?
well, that's what's got me down. I don't want to get into
Yeah.
that yet. Not
Yeah.
yet.
Okay.
It was
Yeah.
just so depressing. Yeah, that's relevant.
Yeah.
Here's what's irrelevant, but
Okay.
it's what made me happy. We finally saw the latest James Bond movie, No Time to Die.
Oh, that is completely irrelevant. Yes.
It is irrelevant, but so enjoyable, so enjoyable. And
Okay. All right.
then like the next day I was still kind of riding the high.
Wow.
Yeah, and I said, wouldn't it be fun to listen to every single Bond song, you know?
Yeah.
Because the one for this one was Billie, how do you say, Eilish? Eilish?
Eilish. Yep.
Eilish,
Eilish.
like eyelash.
Yes, exactly.
And which have you heard it?
I don't think I have. Well,
Okay.
how old is this Bond movie?
Maybe 2 years now, a year and a
Oh,
half.
okay. Yeah. So I probably have. I just didn't know it was the Bond movie song.
Yeah. Anyway, I thought like I liked aspects of it, but I didn't find it dramatic enough. Like those
Okay.
songs to me need to be like over the top drama
Yeah, like with an
intensity.
orchestra and stuff like that.
Yeah, and so I was saying to the old man while we were having coffee, like, wouldn't it be fun to listen to all of them in order? And lo
What
and
did he
behold,
say?
I don't think he even he tunes me out quite a bit.
That's
But
what I
I
pictured.
found YouTube, of course, had a site that played all the Bond songs, and you could watch all the Bond opening credits, which are also like part of my absolute favorite part of the film,
So
you know.
that's your tribe, basically. Well, one of your tribes.
Yeah, and his comment after, and this took kind of like a good chunk of the morning. I put it on, you know.
Yeah, okay.
But you get into it because, like, wait, who is this? I don't remember this one. And there's a surprising roster of artists that I'd blocked out or wasn't paying attention, but like, Aha, Madonna. You know, I mean, I'm sure you remember the biggies that got popular, like, you know, the Carly Simon one and the Sheena Easton and McCartney Wings. And, but anyway, just Aha, like, would you have been like, oh
Right.
yeah,
No, I didn't know
Duran
that
Duran?
one. No, I Duran Duran, I guess I knew that one, but not
Yeah, I didn't find that Duran Duran's aged well. It may
No.
not have sounded good at the time. He just was whining, really.
Okay, yeah.
But anyway, pretty fun. Like, I recommend it, you know. Make a pot of coffee, put them on. And it made me want to watch all the films in order again, which I have done.
Oh boy, wow, Gia.
Well, it was during the pandemic and they put them out for free. They gave you free
Yeah,
access to
that's
the
true.
whole,
Okay.
and it was
Yeah.
so enjoyable. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, I have no response to
What do
that,
you
Gia.
got?
I was just thinking that I really wish I had a cocktail right now,
Just so you can endure
yeah.
this
Yeah, I know.
ridiculous.
I used to be able to say with honesty, oh no, I don't drink very often. And now that we've started this podcast, I find myself thinking about drinking a lot. I still,
Oh,
I don't
well, you're
drink very
welcome.
often, but yeah,
Yeah.
I feel like it's going to be a monthly thing now. So
Okay, well, just let me know ahead of time and I'll, you
yeah, well,
know,
I'm
have
thinking
more.
that our next one will probably have a cocktail. I don't
Have
know
a
what you're.
cocktail involved.
Yeah,
All right.
yeah. Well, we'll talk about that off
We can
mic.
off. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I will say the old man at the end of our morning of listening to every Bond song in order, which was like what, 26, 27 or something, I don't know.
Yeah.
He said, I didn't know you would be become such a huge James Bond fan when we got married. He was like, I didn't know that would happen.
Sounds like he's got some regrets.
Yeah. And I was like, well, you know, nobody knew that my mother would like become like intensely involved with watching panda cam watching the panda bears at the zoo on a panda cam.
This is the equivalent.
And yet she did, you know, that was like a portion of her life. Like,
yeah.
So I don't know. I don't know what it means.
I think I can respect that more than the bond thing.
The panda cam? Have you ever watched a panda cam? It's really
boring. I think I have. Yeah, I watch various animal cams. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But you know what? Like a big part of my Instagram feed is just watching panda bears like eat carrots and squash.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Stuff.
Yeah, you got to watch like bunnies eating grapes and stuff.
That's yeah. I mean, why is that part of my day? I don't know, but it's...
Well, you've got a full day. That's what we're learning here now.
Yep.
The only thing that would have made this all better, I think, is if you'd been like floating in the pool while you were listening to all the Bond songs.
I don't know if the neighbors would have appreciated that. I mean,
that would have been a lovely scene. Just blasting.
I did have it, and I had it pretty cranked. And then I was thinking of all the alternative like bands that I would like to hear do a Bond song.
Yeah, that wouldn't that be fun if you could pick a band to do the next Bond song. Yeah.
Like Guns N' Roses did a remake of the McCartney and Wings one and that was
No.
You don't are you no like
no thank you.
No, I don't remember. No thank you.
No thank you. That shouldn't have been allowed to happen.
I liked it. I thought it
Let's move on. Let's move on. That's more depressing than Huntington's disease.
Oh, yeah. So Huntington's, oh, my gosh. What also depressed me is not just the disease, but the thought that if this is what the Brit character is supposed to really have happening in her life, they won't be able to bring her back.
Right. Yeah. And
I guess they could and cover that storyline, but it would be she would be a very different character from then on out, you know.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I think she has the chops to follow this storyline for a while, but then ideally she'd go off someplace for some like experimental treatment, you know, and you know, if she has to do other projects for a while, that's fine, but then come back, you know.
Yeah, but they would have to depart from real life because there's no cure. And there's, you know, they just treat symptoms and it's really like she was saying, we all know how this ends.
Right.
You know, mm-hmm. But anyway, I didn't know much about it. I had a slight recollection that that's what Woody Guthrie died of. But, you know. Yeah. Not a huge Woody Guthrie historian or anything, but
well,
anyway, depressing.
I don't know if I was like distracted or something during today's episode, but I felt like she was doing a good job. Maybe I was just annoyed because we had all that other like noise going on in the episode, you know, instead of like really sort of, I don't know, being more careful with what she was going through.
Okay.
You know, but and then like the when she like threw everything on the floor, you know, that sort of made sense. But like, why was the necklace like there just among her things?
Yeah, I almost for a moment thought, is that like a replica or something? Right. I was like, well, why is that there? Yeah. Why was that just unlocked at her office? Yeah, I didn't get that.
That
either.
Was a little weird. And then I thought it was a good line when she said, you know, so Cody gets the necklace. And
right.
This is what I inherit.
This
you know?
Is what I get. Yeah.
Yeah. But I also hope Sam stays on Cody and follows her instincts about what a dirtbag he is.
Yeah, I found myself, I was like, man, you go, Sam. I like you again, Sam.
Yeah, you know, if you can just stick with
it. In spite of
this,
your weird little outfit today.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was like Sam of yore.
Mm-hmm.
Like being suspicious and having instincts. And
right.
Yes.
Right.
So yeah, she'll be on it. She'll figure it out, hopefully. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Sounds like she's going to dig up a little dirt on Dante also.
Yeah, right. Like, what would it? So something in Dante's childhood or teen years, we're going to assume.
Teen years, yeah. Did they kill somebody just to watch him die? I don't know. I mean, how bad could it be?
Are you Johnny Cash now or something?
I'm just thinking, like, I can't, I don't know. I suppose they could have done something shocking, but, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, wouldn't it be horrible if it were some horrible, like, unforgivable thing, like a gang rape or something awful?
Ooh,
that they were, you know.
Ooh.
I'm sorry, yeah. I went dark there.
You very dark, Gia.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's one of the things that I don't think I could look past.
Yeah. Well, we have a rapist now on St. Elsewhere.
Ah, yes. Uh-huh.
So it's sort of darkened my...
Yeah, and it's fresh in your mind, I guess. Huh?
Yeah, they really threw that character right under the bus. And similar to Brit, you can't bring somebody back. But anyway, yeah, I agree, yeah. And the necklace was weird. Was that just bad writing? Like,
I think so.
They were just like, they wanted to have Cody see the necklace again, so they just had it there, even though
And it was a good prop, I guess. Right. They just they probably have lost track of it so many times. They decide Britt, just keep it with you.
Just keep it with you. Wear it. She should be wearing it. That'd be funny.
That would be funny. I would like that.
And the scenes that were so alive, Austin and Britt, like, they just bring out the best in each other's characters.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I thought. Yeah. And I think it's been easier to be sympathetic towards Britt than, say, Willow, because her symptoms are sort of manifesting themselves. In Willow, seems like they should be more than they have been.
Yeah,
but it does help to have
Willow
Austin
kind of
there
tired.
As like her sounding board, I think.
Yes, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it just brings out like the, like, well, I can I say the Franco in him? You know,
yeah.
It brings out that sort of quirky comments and, you know, like actual sympathy, but he's not like a, you know, smothering her with pity
kind of.
You know, he's being a colleague, but
still a little cheeky.
Yeah,
able
still
to
a little
tease
cheeky
her and stuff. Yeah,
and pushed her to get this diagnosis, which you know she needed to do.
And he's also like when he's with everybody else, including Maxie, he always seems like he's up to something. You know,
seems like he's up to something. He's a little bit surly almost lately.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and not in the least bit appealing to be around.
No,
so
no.
It's like they never had their good part of their relationship in there, and she's already suspecting him of things, and you know.
Yep, and she's an inconvenience because he's got all these secrets he's trying to keep. So.
Right, and what is why do you think he needs the match?
Oh, the match thing.
Yeah, child.
Well, he wanted to go like camping or something with Georgie, And I thought, what's that?
Oh.
What is that about? And how could she possibly let Georgie go or you know, try to get her to
mean
go
without
if she doesn't
her?
Want
like,
I don't know. It didn't. It must include Maxie, but it just seemed like, I don't know. If Georgie didn't want to go to something like that, I think Spinelli's right. You know, no way you should force her.
Right. Yeah.
The match thing, that became very confusing to me when he said, you know, there were reasons that, you know, Spinelli wouldn't understand or something.
And that we don't understand either.
Yeah.
Nobody
there's a lot we don't understand. So it's hard to know if this is stuff that other people wouldn't understand or if it's always going to be just us.
I frequently feel like I don't understand things and you know.
Yeah, me too.
And you're like, am I the only one in the room not getting this? You know,
right?
Probably, but
yeah.
Okay, so you don't understand that either. That makes me feel better. Thank you.
You're welcome, Gia. Sure. That's what I'm here for.
Yeah.
No, you're not the only dullard in the
room.
I'll
have to ask the old man because he's like a plot. You know. You know, like people that can find water with a stick. Yeah, he's like a plot whisperer because he'll say, oh, they're going to use her heart for the heart transplant or whatever, you know, and you're like, what? And I'm like, oh, right, you're so right. Or, you know,
Did you just come up with that, though?
Huh?
Did you just come up with that, the heart thing?
I wasn't referring to anything in particular. I just meant like in a plot line, like he would see that there was somebody that, you know.
Right. Well, I'm thinking now, ooh, that's interesting because
Who are you talking about?
Well, I'm thinking Max, he got a heart transplant.
Oh, right, right. Okay.
And perhaps they have some, like, some ne'er-do-well who needs a heart or another organ or something. I don't know. You've got me thinking in a different direction.
No, now. I wasn't even going anywhere. I was thinking more of all my other medical dramas. And he'll just walk in and he'll ruin the ending of it by saying, oh, they're going to use her heart for, you know, or so. I'd be like, what? And he'll be right, you know.
He's just Mr. Spoiler Alert, huh?
He kind of is, yeah. Yeah.
So you both are feeling a bit remorseful about the relationship.
And I I'm sorry to keep bringing up Bond, but
you are sorry?
Yeah. I knew that Daniel Craig's Bond was dying at the end of this movie because I'd read so many things about it, you know.
Yeah,
but I didn't think he would know that. So I was like, I know something about this, but I'm not going to tell you. And then... But he already knew. He knew. I was like, how did you know? And so the whole time I was like, see, I didn't tell you. I didn't ruin that for you. But I knew that this was Daniel Craig's last and that they were going to kill him off. And, But I mean, that ties it to soap operas in that hopefully this franchise will go on and pick a new Bond.
Yeah, I think,
you know, in the same way that we,
there's
constant talk about, will it be a woman? Will it be a black guy? Blah, blah, blah.
Right, right.
But I feel like they better get off the pot and name somebody and get a movie out there before they lose people like me that, you know,
like,
does anybody younger than me even care?
Well, that's a good question.
I would like
I'm older than you and I don't care.
Is it because you're older than me that you don't care?
Maybe.
You're so old, you're like, I can't stop knitting booties long enough to go see a Bond movie. Like that?
And not quite like that. I'm trying to think if there would be somebody that they would cast that would reignite my interest in James Bond.
You have quite a few, like, actor crushes, don't you? You can cast whoever you want.
I guess I do, sure. But I'm thinking, if they wanted to play the, you know, diversity card a little bit, you know.
Yeah, that would be a bold move.
Here's the first person that came to mind, maybe because he was on TV last night.
Kevin Hart.
No, but Wayne, close. Wayne Brady, he's a very talented fellow.
He is, but is he just too funny, though? Like, you gotta have...
I don't know if he... Yeah, maybe he couldn't do serious. I don't know.
You gotta have...
It could be Bond the Musical.
Oh, my God. You just ruined it for everyone.
There.
Who's the guy that... who's the guy that took over the Jonathan Stewart...
Trevor Noah?
Trevor Noah.
Ooh, interesting. Yeah.
He could pull off a Bond thing. He's also very funny, so I don't know.
Yeah.
He's got the serious accent. Yeah.
And
what about
Jonathan
Stewart?
The Daily Show. Jon Stewart. I would go to see that. I would go to see that, definitely.
I think we're taking it in a whole different direction. Although Roger Moore, I mean, they got so ridiculous by the end of his run that, you know, they were pretty funny. They were just tongue-in-cheek, stupid.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Anyway, sorry. Okay, General Hospital.
Let's get back to, like, what really happened.
Okay. All right. You go ahead.
We had some good Joss and Dex stuff.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Right? Once again, their entire relationship based on getting him dressed and undressed.
Right.
He's like what was that dress-up doll that little girls had taught you how to, like, tie shoes and button things. Can't think of it. I can almost picture it.
Yeah, I don't know.
But anyway.
But he's like
that. That's what Dex is to Joss. Sexy dress-up boy.
yep. Yeah, I'm sure they feel like they have this bond now. The word bond again.
How awkward would those scenes be, or not? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either. I mean, they're both pretty good.
They're pros, of course. We know,
of course. And now there's this weird sort of secret between them and Carly and not Sunny. Brick didn't even really know, I guess, what Carly needed her stuff
for. But Brick must have suspected. He wouldn't have. He wouldn't have. Well, he knew somebody was injured. And then when he heard Dex say he'd been shot, you know.
Right. Yeah, you'd think he'd put it together.
Maybe have a hint of a clue.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I loved Brick's outfit today. Loved it. The plaid jacket. Oh my god.
A snappy dresser. How
about Brick is our next Bond?
It's kind of as controversial as like naming the next Jeopardy host, you know. It would have that kind of debate raging around.
Yeah. I think it does all the time. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it's best to just like have somebody like roll the next one out without, you know, letting people talk about it.
Debate about it. It's too late though.
Yeah, it's too late. But now it's strange because I guess I understand. I don't think I do understand why they can't just tell Sunny that they.
I know. I know. Yeah, I know. And if I were Dex, I would be like ripping off my bandage and saying, take a look, buddy.
Yeah, I know.
Before you grill me, like,
how
much
crap is he going to take from Sunny, you know?
I know. And why wouldn't Sunny be like, you know, can I get my in-house doctor, Austin, to come look at you?
Right,
you know.
Yeah.
My boutique physician.
Sunny must be, or he would be thinking that if Sunny knew that Joss had been that involved in Carly, that, you know, they were potentially, you know, in danger or in some kind of trouble for being involved at all.
I suppose so. Maybe just protecting them. Yeah.
Yeah. But I don't know. It seems like it's not going to end well, this little secret.
No.
They never do.
No.
And then the phone is floating around out there at the quarter mile.
Right. Right. Michael has it still, right?
Michael has it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so he'll probably be the first one to find out that Joss and Dex are a hot, sexy item now. And he'll try and do something.
Yeah, he won't like that at all. And I don't know if, like, because Joss, you know, is continuing to hate Sunny for putting Dex in these positions. I don't know if it would change her opinion if she knew that he was trying to help Anna, that Sunny was trying to help Anna too, you know, like would that.
Doesn't seem like she'd give him an inch at this point. Still.
And Michael too. You think?
Yeah.
They're not really close to
Anna. They're pretty set in their ways.
Yeah.
About Sunny. Yeah.
Yeah. And speaking of people that we are trying to find a reason to like.
People who need people.
People. Holly. First of all, I thought that skirt was very awful.
The what?
That her skirt or whatever that was.
Oh, yeah. What was that? Was it like a shower curtain?
Something like that.
What
was it? Like a remnant from like an upholstery factory.
A remnant.
Looked like it was probably heavy and maybe flammable.
You're a remnant.
I'm a remnant.
I'm a remnant. We're all remnants. I don't know why I'm saying that. It's funny.
I don't know either.
It's a funny word, remnant.
Remnant.
It was weird looking. I think it was supposed to be stylish. I'm not sure.
I think so, but it was not.
No. And I hate her more every passing day.
I don't know.
I don't think I'm alone. I don't feel like I can be alone on this.
No, I think maybe it would have. I mean, I don't know what they could have done differently. It might have helped a little bit if we had known that she'd watched Victor murder her sister.
Paloma,
which, and I don't remember ever hearing about Paloma.
Sister Paloma.
That seems like not very British.
No, although I don't know. I was like, Paloma, I was thinking, did she have a traveling lady with her or something? I didn't know. I couldn't imagine a Paloma. Maybe if we'd known that. But I'm still feeling no sympathy with her, even though I know she's being blackmailed horribly.
Yeah. And it's like Valentine, you know, you feel like, so Victor's threatening your daughter, you know. Why don't you just kill him? I mean, how is this going to come out any differently? You know, one of you is going to die.
He's just so crafty, that Victor. I don't know.
Sam and Valentine and Anna continue to impress as people who are hiding out, you know.
But she almost shot him, though. She did the big Charlie's Angels crouch with her gun.
I know.
It's like, kind of funny.
Come on.
Yeah, so she must be taking off for a while, which I was kind of bummed about.
Yeah, I guess
sounds like they're going to hide her away for a while. Hmm. But yeah, Holly, like, even knowing that she's been blackmailed, blah, 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 all this horrible stuff, I just can't stand her mincing speech patterns and her big batting eyes and the ooh.
Yeah.
I just can't take the manner of her.
Okay.
I don't know. Sorry.
No, it's okay. It's not really clear either, like, what her dynamic with Robert is these days.
Well, and like, she and Robert,
talking
like,
about, you know,
macking on each other was just kind of gross.
Yeah, we didn't need that close up.
No.
I think an embrace goes a long way, you know, like Mac and Felicia, they were mostly just hugging and that was fine.
Yeah, that was kind of sweet. The supportive Felicia. I mean, that wasn't a sexy moment, of course, but... But if you came upon two old people macking, you know, in a restaurant openly like that, you'd be like, ah, God, you know.
Yeah, I don't know if anybody does that anymore. I mean, it's just not very, you know, like.
Did they ever used to do that? I mean, maybe at movies or something, you know, in the dark.
Maybe.
In cars.
In cars.
In hotel rooms, but not.
Yeah.
Yeah, not in the where were they? Savoy? No,
maybe. I don't remember. I liked how when they were like just sitting out at the pier, and she's telling him all the big secrets. You know, like sure. Why look for a private place to spill the beans? You know.
Yeah.
And then also there was another moment where Laura was heading over
is
to
completely
Wendy.
Alone, right? She's
completely
still, like,
alone, you know,
completely alone on the dark pier. Yeah,
yeah.
I know.
I mean,
these people,
and the mayor, I would think, would have no trouble finding some sort of person to accompany her anywhere. You know?
Yeah, I mean, she's badass, but she's not
right.
She's not. Unkillable.
Right. Unkillable. Yes. That's good.
Yeah. Is it a word? I don't even know.
I think it's a new word, but
I'm a bit of a dullard this evening. I had a run in with a bag of chips last night.
Oh, sheesh. Okay.
I feel like my mouth is paying the price.
Oh, boy. Sure. You got to be careful, Gia.
Get razor sharp when you get to the bottom of the bag. Like a million little cuts in your mouth.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, you ever polish off a box of Triscuits? Like,
oh God,
that's like eating like straw
glass,
or something. Really.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, it's really like, even if they're tasty, you're like, by the end, you're like, oh my God, you know, or like, were these made of bamboo? Perhaps these were bamboo crackers. But I haven't done that in a long time, but I've always regretted it. It takes like 2 days for your mouth to heal up. Mm-hmm.
And there's no warning on the box anywhere about that.
There really ought to be. Yeah.
Sounded like an NPR person for a minute there. I'm assuming this is the kind of thing they talk about. Precautions when eating salty snacks.
I bet they have whole episodes where they talk about all the songs from the Bond movies.
Oh,
you know,
yeah,
probably. In order.
And in order, yeah, that's important.
There were a lot of repeats too. A lot of Shirley Bassey.
Oh, okay, that's good to know.
Yeah. I know. It'll never end.
And there's not much I can distract you with hospital wise. Like, I don't really want to talk about Drew.
I saw another good movie about horses.
Oh, I didn't see that. And now I'm torn.
It was actually a documentary, but I won't tell you, but
okay.
It was quite interesting. Let's see. No, who else did we want to talk about? Drew.
Well, there was a lot of Cody, which was also bad.
Yeah, Cody. I don't remember Friday at all. what happened Friday? We had Sam a little bit.
Yeah, there was a lot of overlap between Friday and today, I would say, as far as I remember. There was some Spinelli,
Do you think Spinelli is setting his cap for Maxie, would you say?
Yes, I think he has been for quite a while.
I would applaud that direction if that's how they wanted to go.
Yeah, I don't know if Maxie's anywhere near entertaining that idea.
No, it doesn't seem like it, but she'll be a broken woman if this thing with Austin turns out to have been a setup of some kind.
Right, are we going to have to wait for all of that to unfold for her to maybe rethink a relationship?
Get a clue, rethink Spinelli. That relationship? I don't know.
Yeah.
She seems very invested in it, but I don't know why.
Right.
Why?
Unless
she
maybe
be.
Spinelli will come to the rescue, and maybe it wouldn't take as long as her having to, completely be destroyed.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know, but
I don't know. I'll tell you one thing. I was bummed. Like, we had the beginning of a night out with Brad.
I was just going to say, we didn't get to see
Rich.
The night out.
Yeah, we didn't get to see it. We saw the aftermath. Well, that's never pretty, We've all been there.
For a second, I thought, did I miss an episode? Because I felt like we should have seen more of Brad and Britt.
Yeah, because they do a good job with that.
They do, and it would have been interesting if she was struggling with this and trying to have fun at the same time.
Right, yeah. And when I read about Huntington's and
alcohol
and some of the cognitive effects, personality changes and that kind of stuff, which they touched on today.
Yeah.
When the doctor, the specialist, was talking about, things from years ago that actually –
could have been.
May have been simp. She was like, well, I was in prison and I was this and that. She was pointing out, well, all of those things aside, these could have been symptoms. And it's just these diseases that destroy brain, as opposed to like, oh, I can't walk anymore. Oh, I mean, I guess there's really the body is a whole organism and everything interacts with everything. So you always think, oh, well, you lose a leg or whatever, you learn to live with these things. But these diseases, these neurological, just the cruelty of not being able to trust your own thinking, and the changes to the personality. It's just so awful.
And her job, depends on all of those things working together,
Right. And to know you had that and then to not be able to trust your thinking processes. And all of those, like Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, all these things that it's not just dealing with physical limitations and changes, but
so you wonder how long will she go before she realizes she can't be chief
right well
staff. I mean, I don't know how much of a role she could have if she can't be a doctor.
Right.
Maybe there could be some special role, but still.
I mean, the timeline laid out by the specialist was horrific.
Yeah.
What'd she say, 18, 12 months or something?
She could live much longer than that, but she might need a lot of care.
Right.
As early as 18 months.
18 months, something like that. Yeah. And so, I mean, that's just I don't know. And so it makes you think about would you go to find out if you had the markers for these things, or would it be better to let your life unfold, for Alzheimer's or for, I don't know.
Right. Yeah. Well, did you read about Chris Helmsworth? Is that his name? Helmsworth?
I did. And I don't quite know who he is. I mean, I recognize him as an actor, but he's not, he's done superhero movies.
Yeah, he's one of those
not
James
Bond
kinds of guys.
I'm gonna say he has not been in a James Bond or a Star Trek movie, and so
I believe you're correct there, Gio.
I don't know who he is, but I did I did read that, and I thought, man, would I want to know? Do I want to know? I don't think so.
I feel like I do know.
Yeah,
it's not looking
really
good.
I feel like I do. Yeah. I know. Yeah. It's scary. A positive thing I read in the medical field was that somebody, I forget which company, but has come up with a, not preventative, but it can stave off the onset of type 1 diabetes if you have the markers for it, which I don't think your general population is being tested for that all the time. But so you come from a family that has a lot of it, you know, or a sibling or something, you know, you would be tested. And this can, so apparently if you have a certain number of markers, just like that schizophrenia test, it's almost a certainty that you will develop it. And this can hold it off for years, apparently, some treatment. And I thought, well, that is positive news for a lot of people, I think.
Yeah, lots of people.
So anyway.
Anyway,
this is like disease roundup night.
A little bit, yeah. But let's see. Well, there's probably a few other things we could touch on, I guess. Did you like and believe Olivia when she told Drew that his secret was safe with her if he was dating Carly?
You know, I didn't give it a lot of thought, one or the other. It felt like a,
I know.
It felt like a bit of a fluff scene, really.
Yeah, I know. I was trying to come up with something.
I'd be more interested in seeing Leo than Olivia. Not that Olivia doesn't do a fine job, but it was more just another somebody lurking to see something, you know. And I'm already just gritting my teeth to get through any Drew scene.
Oh, yeah, I know. And he seemed a lot less appealing than ever, really.
Yeah, and I don't know. He said something about, what are you thinking about or something. So I thought he was going to say, oh, Scout. I'm thinking about Scout. You know, I just love kids.
I was going to carve her name in a tree here.
Yeah, and that other kid, what was that kid I had?
Yeah, I had a kid. He could have been a babysitter for Scout, but he's dead.
We're pretty hard.
Convenient.
I saw there's another General Hospital podcast, and they both seem very nice, unlike present company, myself included. And they had Nicholas on their podcast.
Oh, gosh.
And I thought, this can never happen for us because we are so cruel and mean about these characters.
But we've embraced Nicholas lately.
I know, but I was just thinking sort of in general, like, can you imagine, what if we invited Drew on after the...
Well, yeah, that's not going to happen. I was thinking it would have been nice if maybe the actor that they got to sit in for Nicholas could have been swapped out for the Drew character, and then he could have suddenly become like a quiet, brooding kind of guy again.
That might work. It could work. He did seem much more brooding. He had the brood.
Yeah, I thought so too. He seemed a little more like the previous Drew.
Yeah. That's a good. I like that trade off.
Thanks. I don't think anybody would question it if they just did it quietly.
No, and we could create another character for former
the swim
Drew.
Coach. Yeah.
Yeah, like
they still
or
need
he could
a
just
swim coach at the pool.
What if he had a curves?
Do guys have curves? Oh, that's beautiful. I like that.
Are they not allowed to own one of those franchises?
Well, that's interesting. That's a good question. You'd think like today that would be something that everybody would sort of, you know, be up in arms about if like either they were forbidden from opening a curves or if they were allowed to
either way it'd be a problem, but I just thought I could see him greeting the ladies every day like, all right, Sally, you're gonna get it done today, you know, like,
yeah
I don't know, I see him in a coaching role one way or the other,
or that little like awkward yoga studio that nobody has gone to lately.
Perfect. Yes.
Right? He'd always just be in there. I don't feel like that room is big enough for him and anybody else.
He could teach that hot yoga, that disgusting hot yoga thing.
Yeah. Just be drenched all the time.
But, you know, I mean, I imagine some of these gym scenes, like your your yoga instructor, whoever, might end up being kind of a little bit like your bartender. Like you end up telling them your troubles.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I could see all the women in town kind of revealing their troubles.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
It could be a really beefy, fun role for him.
It could be. Yeah, he could be like trying to get them to be like the right shape or whatever and being very, very close, like inappropriately close to them.
I think yoga teachers are inappropriate close. Like I've been touched before when I, you know, was like, you know, no, thank you.
I'm happy to injure myself rather than have you touch me.
Have you pushed my backwards
my position.
Anyway, we've come up with some real. It takes us like 40 minutes, but
I know, and nobody's ever around. I think for this gold,
just us. Just tell people to fast forward. Just
the real meat is in the last 5 minutes.
Yeah. Yep. Now, our next normal day would be Thursday, but that's Thanksgiving. We probably won't have a hospital, I'm assuming.
Oh, right. They'll probably have football or something.
Yeah, and parades and football.
I can't remember if it's Thursday or Friday where there's like a day of college football. Or if it's
The day after usually too, but
yeah. So maybe there is. I don't remember. Yeah,
so we might have to come up with a different topic to blog on or something.
Well, and blog. That's when a cocktail might be helpful.
It could be. Never hurts.
Never hurts.
Unless it makes you buy a family-sized bag of chips and eat it on your way
home. And then your mouth just bleeds.
And then you're, Yep.
Well, live and learn to you.
Yeah, or not.
Or not. Yeah, live and forget.
It's kind of a pretty repetitive pattern for me.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. So
yeah.
I have patterns of my own,
Sure.
Bad patterns,
Well, I feel like we didn't cover a lot of plot, but we had a lot of medical stuff and movie recommendations.
I would like to say I'm sorry that's never going to happen again, but I can't guarantee that. America.
No, because I might try to watch all of them in order again. Like as a study or something. And
as a study,
I could do a podcast on that, you know, like my impressions of them all again.
Like a separate podcast, a different one.
It would be a separate one, but it might bleed into...
bleed into this one. Oh, well, that's not what I wanted to hear.
And I mean, probably somebody should do some analysis on why, you know, why do I like the Bond movies so much? I don't know. I really don't know.
I'm asking the
question and I'm answering it. Yeah, partly it's the man. Yeah, Daniel Craig. I remember our mutual friend who is now a nun, really a nun, but we went to one together, and I remember her being like legitimately upset that he didn't take his shirt off enough in this particular movie. And
maybe you should introduce her to Dax because, you know.
Yeah, that's all he does. Yeah.
That's all he does.
He was moving pretty well. Once he got out of that room, he seemed to be moving pretty easily.
That's true. Yeah, he bounced right back, didn't he?
Yeah.
That would have been funny if he'd just been faking it.
Yeah, it's all the hot yoga keeps you pretty.
Yeah.
Keeps that core pretty rock solid.
Yeah.
He is in pretty good shape. I'll give him that.
He is in pretty good shape. Yeah.
And
he's developing as more of a character, even without saying anything. I feel like. Yep.
He's got the brood. He's got the sexy brood going.
Mm-hmm.
I feel badly for Cam, but I was like hooray when they had their little, you know, smooch finally. I was like, all right. Let the games begin.
And that did seem like a good moment for that to happen.
Yeah. And you knew it was gonna, and you know that there is no turning her back.
No.
No. Yeah. She's like Valkyrie, you know,
Redux.
Quadrupled or something.
Yeah, actually, she is like Turbo Valkyrie.
Turbo Valkyrie.
So yeah,
I want to get a cat and name it Turbo Valkyrie. I'll take it to the vet and they'll be like, what?
The name's inspired by General Hospital. Yeah, I have a podcast like... also, by the way.
Just bought my t-shirt.
Oh gee.
Okay. All right. We should probably knock this off.
Yep. And we'll collect ourselves and do this again soon.
Okay. All right. Thanks for listening. Yes. I'm just going to say to you, because I think you're the only one still listening
to me.
Okay. We'll talk to you soon.
Okay.
Okay. See ya.
Bye.